Hey, 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 this is Cammie Pentecost here, and you are listening to another episode of What Leaders Do. Today, I want to talk to you about one of the most powerful habits I've ever created, and that is the habit of self-discipline. It's the habit of doing what one needs to do, even when they may not feel like it. Why is this so powerful? Why is this something I believe we should dedicate a whole episode to? Because I truly believe that the lack of self-discipline is what actually holds people back from their highest potential. Now listen, self-discipline for a season will definitely get you some wins and get you results for a season. But when you are self-disciplined over multiple seasons, you're going to get long-term results. And I'm telling you, self-discipline is a muscle that you must work over and over and over again. It's a muscle that you have to continue to develop to stay operating at your highest potential. Think about it. What is the number one reason people don't work out consistently? They don't feel like it. They don't want to get up in the morning. They get distracted. They prioritize other things over their goal to get and stay in shape. If you only go to the gym when you feel like it, you're not going to go very often. Remember, our last episode was all about consistency, and that's how you truly get results. This is what I mean. I could spend the whole day at the gym one time a month, or I could spend 30 minutes to an hour at the gym 20 to 25 days a month, and I'm going to get better results for that daily consistent activity. You know, when January 1st rolls around, everyone is motivated by the blank slate, right? The new year, the new beginning, and the gym is often flooded with more people than ever. But give it 2 to 4 weeks and it's, you know, generally the gym will be back to the same people who are always there. If you want to get results in any area, I mean any area, and I mean real results, you have to commit yourself to the discipline of doing what needs to be done, even when it's the last thing you feel like doing. As Brian Tracy says, bad habits are easy to form but hard to live with. Good habits are hard to form but easy to live with. You know, as the new year approaches, I always pray and ask the Lord to give me a word that will summarize my year, a word that will allow me to have a focus for the year, if you will. And this year, believe it or not, my word is discipline. Again, it has been one of the most powerful things that I have done to be successful as a business owner. And yet, it is something I must continue to dedicate myself to and work on over time. And really, as I dig in deeper to what the Lord is speaking to my heart about the area of discipline, I see Him fine-tuning every area of my life. It really is about holiness and, quite honestly, sanctification, which is separating what is unholy from what is holy to allow me to operate at my highest potential and complete the calling that He has on my life. Remember, God doesn't call the qualified, He qualifies the called. And I believe this area and idea of discipline is what will truly, truly help each one of us to reach the goals and live the life that we're dreaming of. Okay, so self-discipline will get you results, but those aren't the only benefits of what self-discipline can do. I believe the more self-disciplined we are, the higher our self-esteem is. When you don't follow through with the promises you make to yourself or to others, you don't feel very good about it. I know I can speak from experience. It leads to beating myself up, just negative self-talk, and ultimately a lower self-esteem. When I start my day in the Word, exercising, eating right, it sets the tone and I feel great. When you think about the opposite, how do you feel when you don't push past the resistance to get up and go to the gym? You don't feel very good. I know that when I hit that snooze button over and over and over, it's a clear sign that my day is not going to be as good as I would like it to be. How do you feel when you make a commitment to a project at work and you deliver great work earlier than you promised? It feels really, really good. You feel good about yourself, your confidence grows, and you just feel that much better about tackling anything else you have going on in your life. And I'll be honest with you, people will want to be around you because I believe people are drawn to those that have the habit of self-discipline. All right, so listen, as we talk about this area of self-discipline, or we talk about this idea of self-discipline, you know, to me, it really is about being proactive versus reactive. You'll often hear me say, if you don't tell your time where to go, it will go somewhere. And you will not have success in anything in life by chance. It will only happen by choice, okay? People know you're going to do what you say you're going to do, and they will respect you for it. They will want to know how you do it. The more you become a finisher, the more you become a person of integrity, people will trust you. And I believed becoming a finisher and a person of integrity all has to do with this idea of self-discipline. You're going to reach more goals. A disciplined person is going to accomplish more, more of what they set out to do because they have a habit of taking action towards those goals, all right? Kids with all the talent in the world don't necessarily get the results that the person with heart and discipline does. I remember coaching basketball, and many of you may know, many of you may not know, that I was a basketball coach. And I remember seasons with a very talented, naturally talented player. And I remember thinking we were going to have big wins that season, but the talented individual didn't have the work ethic to match the talent. And unfortunately, it didn't take them far. Although you could have someone with very mediocre talent, but big heart and a strong work ethic. And I'll tell you what, it was those seasons that we went farther than we ever expected. Self-discipline will take you so much farther than you ever expected. You know, some of the things I learned as a basketball coach were if you aren't practicing, someone somewhere else is, and when you meet them, they will beat you. Again, I believe that quote elevates this idea of the importance of self-discipline. You know, if you want to be someone that others want to follow, if you want to have the success that you're setting out for yourself, you have to be someone that will do what others won't do so you can have what others only wish that they could have. Self-discipline is the key to your success and reaching and meeting and exceeding your own personal goals and dreams for your life. You're going to become a different person in the process. Staying disciplined means growth. Whether you're becoming more disciplined with your health, finances, relationships, or anything else, you will experience massive growth by sticking to your guns and staying committed. Saying no to the good things means you can say yes to the great things. That feels really good. John Maxwell says it like this: you can pay now and play later, or you can play now, but then you'll have to pay later. Remember, your character is created by your choices. You will choose to do, if you choose to do what's fun right now, or you can choose to do what's hard because it's what you ultimately want most that drives your behavior. At some point, you are going to have to pay a price. Is that going to be now or will that be later? Obviously, you can tell I really believe in the power of self-discipline. That doesn't mean I have it all figured out. That doesn't mean I am, you know, operating at my highest potential in the main core areas of my life I want to be. Probably why the Lord laid the word discipline on my heart for this year. But, you know, regardless, it's something that I believe when you implement into your business plan, it will take the results you're getting to a whole nother level. Now listen, Brian Tracy has a great book out there on self-discipline. And in it, he tells a story about an old man that goes like this. On my shoulders are two wolves. One is a gray wolf. He's evil. He continually tempts me to do and say the wrong things. On my other shoulder is a white wolf, which continually encourages me to live up to my very best potential. When the man was asked, which of these wolves has the greatest power over you? The old man replied, the one that I feed. Wow. It's so true. Every time that we give into temptation, we make it that much more difficult to say no the next time. And you might be thinking, I thought we were talking about self-discipline. How did temptation come into this? It's temptation that takes us off that track of discipline, right? Keeps us moving in the direction towards our goals and our dreams and the plans that we've set for ourselves. So there's a couple different ways I believe that can help you, myself included, develop self-control and discipline in every area of our life. For me, one of the greatest ways to develop that muscle is through a practice I call fasting. It helps me get control over my flesh. And when I have self-control, I'm able to stay disciplined doing the things I've committed to doing over the long haul. Also, it's important to have a why that's bigger than your excuse, because your why will drive you even when it's tough, even when you don't feel like it. I believe when you get sick and tired of being sick and tired enough, you will make the commitment. And that's why having a deep why, a big vision for where you're going, is so vitally important to this idea of being disciplined in order to reach your goals and dreams. Now, we can talk about self-discipline all day long, but it comes down to you making the decision that tomorrow will no longer look like today, and you are going to get disciplined in what it is that you actually want to achieve. It's not just about you. It's about your legacy. Think about it. It's not just about your team that is watching you. It's about your kids. It's about your family and the legacy that you're leaving for them. What do you truly want in every area of your life? Your family, your relationships, your work, your finances, your health, and your contribution to the world. If you've never set goals for every area of your life, I suggest you do that now. Remember, if you don't know where you're going, how will you ever get there? You have to be crystal clear about what it is you want. Involve all your senses when you're dreaming and making goals for yourself. Journal. Use vision boards. I had a mentor once that said to me, "What's on your dream board?" And I told her about a car that I wanted to get for the family. And she said, "Have you test drove it?" And I said, "Yeah." She said, "Did you lick the leather?" And I said, "No." And she said, "You've got to involve all five senses so you really can experience exactly what it is that you want, because then it will pull you towards it." It really is about getting crystal clear about what you want. Remember, you can do anything, but you can't do everything. So take some time to write some goals about your relationships, for your family, about your work, your goals, your finances, your health, and whatever it is you're passionate about. Now ask yourself what you're willing to give up in order to get there. What do you have to say no to right now so that you can say yes to your future and the legacy that you want to leave behind? I say often, you have to say no to the good so you can say yes to the best. And so the more crystal clear that you get, And again, remember, you have to tell your time where to go. You can do anything, but you can't do everything. So look at your calendar and decide immediately, once you've gotten crystal clear about where you're headed, how you can prioritize your time to meet the goals that you've set for yourself. Staying up super, super late so that you can't get up on time in the morning to make it to the gym is not going to support your health goals. I think you see what I'm saying here. I would even encourage you to make a list of the most common temptations that will take you, you know, will stop you from staying on track. Self-awareness is your friend. I'm thinking about the 5-second rule by Mel Robbins. If you struggle with taking an initiative or really beginning this process of going after what it is you want and the goals you set for yourself, it's a great book to help you decide what you want and then start taking action towards what it is you want. I know for me, getting up in the morning is such an integral part of my day. It gets me going on the right path, starting with my quiet time, getting the kids up and ready for school, eating right, and then dropping them off, getting to the gym and starting my workout. And then I operate the best in the early hours. So if I can get back from the gym and really get after some major products that I have on me, I can use the rest of the day to react what the day throws at me. I know you'll really love this book by Mel Robbins, The 5-Second Rule. For me, one of the best tips I learned in this book, and it just really is a no-brainer when you think about it, I keep my phone on the other side of the room. So when it goes off, when the alarm goes off in the morning, I don't press snooze. I get up, I walk over to the phone, and instead of hitting snooze and jumping back into my warm bed, I count 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go. And I walk out into the kitchen and I begin brewing my coffee. I drink a glass of water and I get started on my day. If you're really struggling in knowing what it is you want and what you know, what you want life to look like, I would just journal simply about what your ideal day would look like and then begin setting goals based off that ideal day. No matter what your ideal day is, there's going to be certain practices you have to put in place in order to reach the goals necessary to enjoy that ideal day, if you will. I am so lucky. I have had some incredible role models when it comes to self-discipline. You know, I remember growing up and watching my parents work so that they could play later. And today we do get to play a lot, but they still continue to model self-discipline day in and day out in the core areas of their life. And I want to be remembered as I remember them. When my mom and dad say they're going to do something, they do it. When they say that they want certain results, they go out and they go after it. And I have watched them time and time again be finishers. I've watched them and the integrity and the character that they possess, that's what I want. That is what I want. I don't remember my dad making it to every basketball game or every recital, but I do remember my dad being there. And I do remember him modeling consistency and discipline and committing to something and seeing it through to the end. And as much as having my dad at my game was super important and meant a lot to me, having that role model left such a lasting impact on me that it's made me who I am today. I don't remember the games he missed. I remember the games he was at. I remember the things he did and the way he committed to goals he set and how he went out and he tackled them. And I know and I firmly believe that when you implement this practice of discipline into the goals you've set and the dreams that you've made, you're going to start getting results quicker than ever before. I promise you, it may not feel good in the beginning, but it will feel good over time as you get consistent about whatever it is that you've set out to do. You know, the more you throw yourself into action, the easier it will become. And before you know it, it will be a habit. I know this is all easier said than done, but I promise you, it will be worth the time and the effort that you've put in over and over and over again. If you've had seasons where you've been disciplined and you've gotten results, great. Don't beat yourself up over the time or the areas of your life that you haven't had self-discipline. Commit to one area you want to grow in. Spend 60 days working towards that area before you move on to another. Create a habit. I can promise you this, if it is worth having, it's worth working for. I don't know if you've heard me tell the story about my daughter or not, but I picked her up from gymnastics not too long ago. She's on the competitive gymnastics track. And when I picked her up, I said, "Skylar, how was practice today?" She said, "Mom, it was great." I said, "Well, tell me what your favorite part was." And she said, "Conditioning." Now, if you're thinking like me, I'm thinking, conditioning? Who says their favorite part of any practice is conditioning? I said, "Skylar, your favorite part really was conditioning?" So she said, "Yes, Mom, I didn't cry today." That made me stop and think even more. She didn't cry today? Now, I know as the girls go up different levels and they get into new routines, it can be very difficult for their bodies. They can have lots of pain as their muscles are changing. And so I realize there's times where the girls do cry in practice, especially as they're getting started on a new level. But we're in the middle of the season and I'm thinking, why is she still crying? I didn't even know my girl was crying. I'd heard about some other kids, but I'd never heard about that. And I had never heard about it from Skylar. I said, "Skylar, do you really like this gymnastics thing? I mean, gosh, if you're crying at practice in the middle of the season, is this something you really want?" She looked at me. Now, mind you, she's 8 years old. And at this time, I think she was 7. She said, "Mom, I like to do hard things. I love gymnastics. It's fun." That was such an epic moment for me. I was reminded good things worth having, are worth working for. They're worth putting in the time and the attention and the discipline required to get the results that you want to have. That is fun, and it will change who you are. I can promise you that. Listen, I'm so excited that you joined me for another episode of What Leaders Do. I cannot wait to hear the stories of how you getting discipline improved your life, whether it's personally, professionally, or anything in between. Tune in with me again next time. And until then, get out there and do what leaders do. Be legendary.